Belinda and Penguin Random House Australia present this unabridged recording of The Resilience Project, Finding Happiness Through Gratitude, Empathy and Mindfulness. Written by Hugh Van Kylenberg and read by Hugh Van Kylenberg. Dedication. For my little sister, Georgia, I'm sorry I was unable to protect you and that I wasn't there for you years later when you needed me most. I hope this book helps you to understand how much I love you. Disclaimer. The information contained in this book is for general purpose only. It is not intended as and should not be relied upon as medical advice. A medical practitioner should be consulted if you have any concerns about your mental health. Author's note. When I was first approached to write a book, my answer was no. I thought only people of great importance penned books. Who was I to write one? But when I told my wife, Penny, she said, "Don't be so selfish. People will benefit from your stories. And if it helps to turn one person's life around, it'll be worth it." I'm not very good at saying no to Penny. The Resilience Project, Finding Happiness Through Gratitude, Empathy and Mindfulness, is a collection of personal stories that helps to explore the concepts of gratitude, empathy and mindfulness, how you practice them, and the benefits of integrating them into your everyday life. I'm not a psychologist, I'm not a psychiatrist, and I definitely do not see myself as a motivational speaker. I'm a proud teacher and a storyteller. A warning. This book contains stories about mental illness, sexual abuse, and suicide that may be triggering for some readers. For this reason, crisis support services are listed at the back of the book. And I would encourage anyone experiencing mental health issues to contact a GP or a mental health practitioner. Thank you for taking the time to read this book. I hope you find it helpful. With gratitude, Hugh Van Kylenberg. Chapter 1. The Moment Everything Changed. Whenever things went wrong in our little corner of the world, Mum would always get busy in the kitchen. Hassles at school? Lasagna. A humbling loss at cricket? Roast chicken. Trouble with girlfriends? Amazing curry. At the first sniff of trouble, the house would overflow with heartening aromas as Mum did her best to cook us out of the doldrums. Dinner time at the Van Kylenbergs was the best. Whether we had issues to sort through or not, when I sat down each night with Mum and Dad, my sister Georgia, and our little brother Josh, the meals were seasoned with hilarious stories and garnished with joy. For the first 16 years of my life, dinner time was without doubt the highlight of my day. Then, in 1996, it suddenly wasn't anymore. A shadow fell across our family, and no amount of Mum's great cooking could make it go away. Georgia was 12 when she stopped eating regular meals. Almost overnight, the laughing and the stories ceased. Dinner time became the worst part of the day for all of us. I was only a teenager, and I reacted to the about-face in our family's happy routine by getting frustrated with Georgia and how upset she was making Mum and Dad by refusing to eat. Georgia seemed to have a million excuses about why she couldn't eat this or that type of food. To me, it was infuriating. Up until then, we had been an extraordinarily tight family. We never argued, we never fought,